Well, it's been a turbulent year at the University of Southern California. Hundreds of women sued USC's former gynecologist for sexual assault and the university for negligence. The school's president resigned in July. And in October, university leaders agreed to a $215 million class action settlement. But through all this, students say they've been ignored, and USC's initial efforts to address the problem didn't include them. From KPCC, Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports on a class this semester at USC that's finally giving students a voice.
The class is called Why Me Too, Sexual Violence in American Culture. The goal? Understand sexual violence on campus and stop it. Case study number one, former USC gynecologist George Tyndall.
All right, let's get started. Good afternoon.
During the semester, Professor Ange Marie Hancock Alfaro guided students through allegations from hundreds of women who say Tyndall performed improper pelvic exams, made sexually suggestive comments, and took photos of them naked. Students also studied how sexual assault is investigated and how universities are run, which leads to this day's lesson. Hancock Alfaro tacks five large sheets of paper on the classroom walls.
You will see up on each of the sections of the classroom different pages with the problem that we've identified as a group over the past 10 weeks, and then the proposed policy solutions.
One sheet identifies the problem that students aren't getting enough information about sexual assault. The proposed solution, create a student app filled with sexual assault resources. Political science major Carissa Velasquez finds one and shows it to her classmate on her laptop.
There's an app called Here For You. Oh. It says provide students with resources if they're a victim of assault, as well as information on how to help a friend. And I guess that's at Loyola in Chicago.
Her classmate writes that on the sheet.
Okay, it's time for the fourth 10 minutes.
One of the most popular sheets is the one that says there's a campus-wide problem with communication. Senior Anushka Siriman says that when university administrators began proposing reforms earlier this year, students felt sidelined.
I don't think that there was any say in how to solve the problem, especially with like the Board of Trustees being so distant from students and officials just kind of concealing the problem as well.
One idea students come up with is town halls between USC's Board of Trustees and students. Another says international relations major Priscilla Escalante would make it part of the trustees' job to help stop sexual violence on campus.
So we thought that it would be a good idea to include like a department or like a specific group within the Board of Trustees that focuses primarily on sexual misconduct within the school and like to combat it.
Other ideas include audits of sexual assault reporting, opening a 24-hour rape treatment center on campus, and a sex ed column in the student newspaper. Siriman is proud to have contributed to the proposals.
It's empowering to know that we could possibly do something to end this like 30-year era of trauma.
Professor Hancock Alfaro wants to build on that sense of empowerment. She says her class will create a survey and fan out around campus to collect input from other students.
The only way to reform a culture is to actually talk to and engage the people who are participating in that culture. So certainly that includes students. There are 30,000 of them here at USC or more.
The proposals won't gather dust on a shelf. They'll be collected in a document that'll be given to the Board of Trustees and top administrators. Still, some students are skeptical. Senior Valerie Lopez says an experience with a campus sexual assault group a few years ago makes her wonder whether students will be taken seriously.
I have a feeling it's going to be like the task force that I was in. All this hard work's put in, thought put in, and nothing comes of it. They're not going to do anything with it.
In a written statement, USC interim president Wanda Austin says she looks forward to reading the students' recommendations. USC, Austin says, has started incorporating student voices into committees and task forces studying reforms. USC social work professor Devon Brooks co-chairs one of the task forces. He read some of the students' recommendations.
I think they're fantastic, and I think there's a lot of convergence between what the students are coming up with and what some of the other committees and task force and informal groups or individuals are coming up with.
The students who took the sexual violence class say they'll be watching closely to see if USC adopts any of their recommendations. For Here and Now, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.